Blackstone Audio presents The Histories by Caius Cornelius Tacitus, translated by W. H. Fife, first published in A.D. 105. Book 1. I propose to begin my work with the year when Servius Galba was consul for the second time and Titus Vinius was his colleague. Many historians have dealt with the 820 years of the earlier period, beginning with the foundation of Rome, and the story of the Roman Republic has been told with equal eloquence and independence. After the Battle of Actium, when the interests of peace were served by the centralization of all authority in the hands of one man, that literary genius fell idle. At the same time, truth was shattered under a variety of blows. Initially, it was ignorance of politics, which were no longer a citizen's concern. Later came the taste for flattery, or, conversely, hatred of the ruling house. So, between malice on one side and civility on the other, the interests of posterity were neglected. But historians find that flattery soon incurs the stigma of slavishness and earns for them the contempt of their readers. Whereas people readily open their ears to slander and envy, since malice gives the false impression of independence. From Galba, Otho, and Vitellius, I have experienced nothing either to my advantage or my hurt. I cannot deny that I owe the launching of my career to Vespasian, or that I was advanced by Titus, and still further promoted by Domitian. But those who lay claim to unbiased accuracy must be...